Just about a week and a half ago, I dug a turkey out of our freezer, and for our family, we had Thanksgiving in April. So I actually had a Facebook post asking if it was okay to have a Thanksgiving in April. And the majority said, yes, it is always a good time to be thankful. And so there's so much, I think, in the midst of this pandemic and coronavirus and the loss of jobs and unemployment and all the uncertainty, tonight is a night, I think we should say, it's a night to give thanks. It's a night to celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a night to celebrate that Jesus has given himself to us. It's a night to say thanks. Primarily, when I think about Thanksgiving, I think about Jesus and this meal that he gave us in the Lord's Supper. In this Lord's Supper, Jesus gives us himself. He gives us the very body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine. One of the names for the Lord's Supper is the Eucharist. Do any of you know what the name the Eucharist is? It means a meal of thanksgiving. And so as we celebrate tonight, the night that Jesus gave us his supper, Holy Communion, the sacrament of the altar, one of the names for this meal is the Eucharist, or this meal of thanksgiving. Where does this name come from? Well, if you look at the text today from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says in Matthew 26 that while they were eating, Jesus took bread. And what did he do with the bread? He gave thanks, and he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body. Then he took the cup, and what did he do? He gave thanks, and he offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And often when Jesus was serving a meal, whether it was the feeding of the 5,000, on the road with those disciples heading to Emmaus after he rose from the dead, Jesus took time to give God thanks for the food before him. Another way of thinking about this is that he blessed the food. He blessed what was set before them and blessed it with a blessing from God. Paul has this to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 16. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we do what? Give thanks, a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? I think this is one of the most beautiful passages about this meal of the Lord's Supper. This passage talks about that when we partake in the Lord's Supper, we partake in Jesus. Jesus is truly present, his body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine for our forgiveness. And so we participate. We participate in Jesus' death so that we may also participate in his life. And so we give God thanks. Thanks for this meal. Thanks for his real presence. Thanks for allowing us to participate in the body and the blood of Christ, that we may participate and receive life in him. And so tonight, as we think about this time to give thanks, we can maybe ask each other, what are we thankful for? What are some things that we're thankful for? I know for my family right now, we're spending a lot more time together. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's the reality. We're having a lot more meals together. Instead of going to gymnastics and driving the kids to music and having all these other events, we're at home and we're doing things as a family. And I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for the intentionality now to reach out and call someone, send a text, maybe even mail a letter, that this is a time through this coronavirus that even though we can't be together physically, we can still encourage one another throughout this time. It's going to be interesting to see that when sports come back, when concerts come back again, will we still value our family time enough to say, you know what? I don't need that. That's not as important. And so right now, I'm thankful for the time that we have as a family throughout this coronavirus. But in the Lord's Supper, what are we thankful for? Well, I think in this meal, we actually receive a great gift. We have participation, or another word is communion. We have fellowship with Jesus Christ. There's a connection that Jesus makes with us through this meal. In fact, he calls this meal a new covenant. The old covenant's in Exodus, the Ten Commandments. But in this new covenant, it's not one where God is looking at us with the law, but it's one that God receives us by grace through faith into this gospel relationship with Jesus. That as we realize that we're sinners, we repent and trust in Jesus as our Savior, and we're forgiven. We become a part of Jesus' family. He brings us into a relationship with His Heavenly Father, our sins washed away as we join Jesus in His life and in His death. I also think about the good Lutheran answer of what are we thankful for in the Lord's Supper? Well, for forgiveness, for life and salvation. And also, the Lord's Supper is a place where God strengthens our faith. He strengthens our faith to endure times like this, times of uncertainty, times of suffering, times of hardship. He strengthens our faith to remind us, I'm with you always, even to the very end of this age, that God is our rock and our refuge, our deliverer. We can run to Him. I'm thankful that Jesus gives us this meal to strengthen our faith, to forgive our sins, and fill us with abundant life now. And we look forward to eternal salvation with Jesus in heaven. What else are we thankful for? I think at the heart of this meal, what do we get? We get Jesus. We get Jesus. He gives Himself to us in a very tangible way. While we can't see Jesus and we can't really hear His voice, we have His Word. But in the Lord's Supper, we have Jesus in a tangible way. We can feel Him in the bread. We can taste Him in the wine. Jesus' body and blood given for us. Jesus gives Himself to us in the Lord's Supper. And so what are we most thankful for here? Jesus, His life, His death, His resurrection. Thankful that on the cross, Jesus paid the debt we should have paid. Jesus suffers the death we deserve. But on the cross, Jesus is our substitute. He stands before God, and the wrath of God falls on Jesus so that we might be spared. As we trust in Him, as we participate in His death, we may also participate in His life. Jesus invites us all to the cross that we may repent and believe and receive everything Jesus won for us on the cross. Some of you might be thinking, but I'm not worthy. Jesus, how could He die for me? How can I receive all that Jesus won for me on the cross? One of my favorite things about Martin Luther is his understanding of the Lord's Supper. In answering this question, who is worthy? Martin Luther writes in the Small Catechism, a person who is worthy is a person who has faith. Faith in these words given for you and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. That person who has faith in these words for you is really worthy and well prepared. So at the heart of who receives this Lord's Supper is this: whoever believes that Jesus is their Savior, and this is done and given for you. Today I'd like to close with a story. Back when I was at seminary, there was another pastor and his wife, and they were just joyful people. And his wife, I can't even remember her name, but whenever she would receive the Lord's Supper, as the pastor was placing the bread into her hands, she broke out into this biggest smile, and she just said, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you." And then when that cup was placed in her hand, she repeated those words, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you." Because into her hands was placed the most precious gift a person could receive, her Savior, Jesus, who died, who rose again, who ascended to heaven, and one day will return to take us to heaven. So I invite you now, virtually, we can't have communion tonight because we're separated, but I want you, as you think of the Lord's Supper, as you think of what Jesus has done for you, can you smile really big? And can you say, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you"? Let's say that together. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. Amen. Will you pray with me? Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this meal of thanksgiving, the Holy Eucharist. Help us to be thankful, especially on this night, as we consider your suffering, your arrest, your betrayal. But help us to be thankful every day, even in the midst of situations that we can't understand. Help us, God, know that you are with us, that you understand what we're going through, and that we have a high priest who is able to sympathize with all of what we're enduring. Jesus, fill us, forgive us, strengthen our faith that we may walk with you and be thankful in all circumstances. We pray this in Jesus' holy and precious name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.